Hey, Eugene.
Hey, John. Is it John?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, John? I just got home. I just walked in the door.
Awesome. Awesome. So, is the other half there with you?
He is. Baby,
okay.
I'm on the phone, okay?
Daddy,
oh.
Here. I just walked in, okay? Let me talk on the phone.
Adorable.
I just walked in. We'll go outside so that we can kind of be away. We don't need to be by computer or anything, right?
I mean, it helps. I mean, it's not really a tangible product, so it'll definitely help if she could see it, but you don't have to.
Yeah, we can. We can. We're fine. I am on the computer.
All right. Perfect. So let's do roof washing or power washing or window cleaning, any of those.
Okay, then just on Google, right?
Yep.
Okay, I will log into Google Chrome, and if I do roof washing, do I have to do like near me or just roof washing?
No, it'll pick up your IP address. It knows where you guys are.
Okay, so you're like the ones that say like wash and go, pressure, like the ones right under businesses?
Exactly. No, so
okay.
The ones under businesses, that's going to be actually be where your Google Business profile will show once we've done we finished the verification and we optimize that. But you see the section that says sponsored, the very first guys at the top, above businesses?
I don't. I have AI overview.
Ah, okay. You might have a pop-up blocker on there.
I may have one on here, actually.
Mm-hmm. You could also do it on the phones, too. Whether it's mobile or PC, usually you'll get the same. But these guys usually pop up above businesses. So you'd be on the first page twice. That's how we're going to jumpstart.
Okay, yeah, I see it on here where it says sponsored. I just typed in, it's like Roofer South Daytona, Google guaranteed.
Right.
And you can do it. Like, okay. Yeah,
right.
It's bringing up roofing because I just did roof, so.
Okay, yeah, there you go. That's perfect. But for your particular category, you're going to see only one or two other guys. It would be you and maybe like Window Hero that are actually Google guaranteed for this area.
Okay, so if they have a green check mark, that means they're verified.
Right, exactly. They went through the background check.
There's not a single one near me.
Right.
Says at least. Okay, I got wash and go exterior cleaning and eye shine pressure washing. And lift off pressure washing.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a few. That's
right.
Window.
That's why we got to get into this game right now.
Yeah.
You're searching from your own house and you don't even see your own business.
Yeah, no, I'm not verified yet. That's the other problem.
Yeah. Well, the verification's easy, but also having like Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is Google's newest product, and they're basically going to corner the market. Like, people who are looking for a direct referral, whether it be from Alexa or doing a general search, the Google Guarantee guys are what's going to get fed to them first. They're always going to take first priority because those guys are background checked. Google's verified them. Google's also providing the homeowner, like I said earlier, with $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of your work. So they're making sure that they're getting a trusted professional. So that way, if they invite them out to their family or into their home, they know they're getting a good person, you know. So they can kind of click on those guys and hire those guys with peace of mind. And we want to make sure that's you, right? So that's what we're doing.
So I have this, and then I really have to push the reviews too, right? Like I would probably really need the reviews as well.
I mean, either way, Google Guarantee is going to have you at the top, but we definitely recommend you harvest your reviews. It helps with your local presence as well. But it's not review-based. I mean, these are paid advertisements, so the fact that they're paying is more so why they're showing up over the others.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Holy crap. I didn't even realize there was this many people around here.
For Google Guaranteed?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how they'll rotate is, like, you contact me, you go, hey, I'm ready to start receiving leads. You go, okay. You get top priority because you're ready to receive leads. But sometimes what happens is these guys will get like 6 leads in like a 3-day span, and they go, okay, well, these 6 leads, I'm booked up for the next 2 weeks. So I'm actually not going to be accepting any leads right now until I finish these projects. Those guys are going to rotate down towards the bottom until they let us know that they're ready to start taking on leads again. and then they'll move back up to the top and the leads will start coming through.
Yeah, it looks like there's 20 of them, which isn't, like, honestly crazy because there's probably more than 20 people calling a day for leads. So.
Oh, absolutely. I have one of my best friends, Alex. I signed him up on this locally out here in SoCal. And he has a roofing company, and sometimes their projects, they're booked out like 2-3 weeks, but he'll tell me like ahead of time, like, hey, on this day, I'm finishing these projects. And then either that day or the following day, I need like 3 leads, and his leads will be like $150 a pop. So he's paying like $450 just to get those 3 leads, but we'll already be ready and like planning ahead for that. So we activate his listing. He's right at the top to start the day. Boom, boom, boom. We get him his 3 qualified leads, and then he's going out working on the next project, getting bids that day, you know?
Yeah, that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is really what we need to do. And then see if I saw the price as well.
Yeah, the good thing for you is, like, you don't have lead fees like that. Which, it's designed to make sense, you know? Your lead fees are $18.67 each.
Okay.
It's pretty affordable. That's what I was telling you. It's like $244. You get a guarantee of 13 qualified leads. If you ever determine the leads aren't qualified, we won't charge you for them. We'll just put that lead right back into your balance.
Right back.
Mm-hmm.
So if I, like, go talk to the customer and it's something I'm not able to do, then I just contact you guys and you credit it back?
Exactly. And we take care of it for you. So sometimes that does happen. Like, we do a good job of pre-screening them. We'll interview you and get an idea on what's a good fit for you, and then we try to pre-screen them, then connect you. But sometimes you talk to these guys, and then you're like, yeah, you set the appointment, you go out there, the customer really didn't know what the heck they were talking about. You know, you end up having to do way more, or quoting them way more than what they were anticipating, and then it just doesn't work out, you know, or it just didn't actually go to plan. Let us know. You know, we don't want you getting charged for those. This is designed to generate, or to guarantee you return on investment, you know, with the lead providing. So we will run into those scenarios, though. That's why it's important to communicate. You know, don't get frustrated. Just let us know. We can always provide the credit back to you.
Awesome. And now, John, my question I have is there, like, do you have, like, an app or a website that tracks the leads, or how to, go?
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to tell you that.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah. If you go to App Store, it's just called Local Splash. It's got an orange L and a navy blue S, like LS. And it has a little splash sign behind it. It's the Local Splash app. And you'll be able to keep track of everything in there. I know you guys developed your own website, but when you download our app, they'll actually provide you with a site for free. So you guys can develop the site, or if you want to make changes to your site, we can always help you with that, or you can let us know through the app too. So your site's not bad. I just threw that out.
Oh, yeah. No, I did it at like 8 to 2 in the morning one morning, so there's definitely things I have to change on it.
They could use some TLC, but I kind of had a feeling you built it yourself. That's why I was like, I'm not going to bash this.
Oh, yeah, website. You're fine. Yeah. No, you're totally fine. I'm not a web creator by any means. ChatGPT did 60% of it, so.
Hey, it looks better than some of the stuff I've seen in the past, for sure.
I appreciate it. It was made on Wix, so I kind of had a template, too, so.
Yeah, that helps. A little plug and play, copy and paste.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's always good. I like Wix. Yeah, but so right now, the first month, what we're focused on is your Google verification, getting that done, getting the local listing optimized. You could receive leads there from the local listing in that section that says businesses, too. But those ones aren't going to be guaranteed, right? So it could just be like a random person that was Googling, call you out of the blue. Sometimes that turns into business, too. I don't want to downplay that. But that's $199 month to month for that service. I got to do that just to at least get you through your verification and everything. And then if you guys want to continue with that local listing, that's up to you. All of our services are month to month. Definitely recommend starting out with it, though, at the very least, so we can make sure that any problems or kinks are ironed out moving forward, and it's not causing any problems for us with the Google Guarantee campaign. There's a one-time application fee and background check. It's $250.
Okay.
Yeah. So the initial investment's $449 is what you guys are looking at.
And then after that, it's just the month to month with the whatever cost per lead. And then do I have to pay the $200 for the local SEO a month too?
Yeah. So it's usually $199 would be the hosting charge for the local SEO and our services. And then the 244 is the guaranteed 13 leads. So as I was telling you earlier with the leads, let's say you only use like 5 leads this month, just as an example. I'm sure you'll probably go through them a lot quicker than that. The 8 remaining will roll over. So it's not just going to automatically bill you. They want you to exhaust that, and then you have the option to renew. We always get your go-ahead. We're not going to just automatically charge you one day.
Okay.
So is the 244 plus that, or the...
So the local SU is a totally different program, correct, essentially?
Right, right. And that's what you guys need in order to get verified, get that listing up and running, do the local optimization, and then usually you want at least 5 reviews on there as part of passing the background check for Google Guarantee. Because you don't have those things, instead of us saying, hey, we can't Google Guarantee you, we're going to go in there and build them for you. And then you have the option if you want to continue with that long term or just stick with Google Guarantee. But we want to at least make sure we get it up and running. So if you leave it up, if you leave it up and running, you're going to get a $199 reoccurring payment each month.
Okay. So it's the $199 a month for the local SEU, and then whatever lead I generate is 18 whatever. So is that billed? So am I just billed for 13 leads?
Hold on, where'd you get the 18 number?
I don't know. I thought that was the number from earlier.
No. So so you have
numbers.
Oh, you're talking about the lead fees, the cost
so
of lead.
Per lead.
So it's $18.67 per lead. They want a starting budget of 13 leads. That's where I got that $244 number.
No.
Today it's $449. You're just paying $199 with a $250 application fee for your background check. Okay, so there's the application you fill out, and there's a background check that we got to go through. Okay, once you pass that background check, Eugene, you let us know, hey, I'm ready to start receiving leads. You tell us when you're ready to start receiving leads, they'll charge you $244. You'll have a 13 lead balance. Okay.
Okay.
So you can be very picky about those leads. I mean, you could basically come through and just kind of thread through and say, the first lead I accept is a $500 or $1,000 job. That way you're already even by the first one you accept, and then you got that 12 remaining balance, right? You can kind of take advantage of the system, so to speak.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. So the $18.67 is the average lead cost. Sometimes they're a little higher, sometimes they're a little lower. So that's the average number that I pulled from the high end to the low end.
Absolutely.
Obviously, like a large roof wash is going to be different than like a small window clean, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they could be as low as like $14 sometimes.
So how do you get charged for the, so is it like a portion of the lead? Like when I sell something and complete the work and get paid, do I put that in the system? So then it charges,
No. So $244 is guaranteeing you at least 13 leads.
Oh, okay. So it's literally as stupid as it sounds.
Yeah, you'll have that $244 balance, and then when you'll see in your app, like, hey, I accepted this lead, and you'll go, okay, that's a good lead, and you'll go in there and you'll see, okay, it deducted $18.67 for my $244. So then you have like the remaining there, and it'll tell you the number of leads. You still have 12 leads.
Okay.
Right.
So it's similar to Angie's List, but it's on Google instead of a random website.
Right. We're building your own thing. Instead of what they're doing, and that's what causes a lot of failure with their system, is they'll put 10 guys on their site, and then they put their site on Google. So it'll say, like, 10 best window cleaning companies. And then when somebody fills out a form on Angie's, because for whatever reason, maybe they want to hear from, like, 3 or 4 guys and get the lowest one. I don't know why people do that other than that. They'll fill it out, and then they'll send that lead to you and a couple other people for you to call back. And then you're basically competing for that. And they're going to charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not, because it's pay per lead, not pay per job. Google doesn't want those scenarios for the business owner. They don't want you paying for stuff that's not actually resulting in success.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I have one that the lady's no contact. I drove past her house, put a card, nothing, you know, like.
So how do we get out of that since he just started? Like, isn't there like a 30-day guarantee or like a free trial since we just signed up?
For Home Advisor by Angie's, they don't necessarily have a free trial. I kind of touched on this briefly with him earlier. But there is these things, and I know you guys are near a computer too. So obviously make your own determination, but it'll kind of lay out a roadmap for you if you type in FTC versus HomeAdvisor or FTC versus Angie. And so there's thousands of business owners that have gone down that path that you're saying you're looking to go down. and they kind of have a roadmap there where you can like report and file a claim and go that route. You could also shut it off through your bank. I know guys that have done that and then they don't ever come after them for the 35% or anything like that. They literally just go to their bank, okay, tell them, put a stop payment on these guys, and then that's it. They basically disappear. But what they'll do is be malicious. They'll go in there and they'll delete everything, you know? And then, so like with this, you're building your online listings where it's like, even if you leave Google Guarantee, people will still be able to look up your name, see your Google business profile, see your verified, see your Google guaranteed, right? But then if they want to go through and get the Google Guarantee insurance, they'll have to go through with a contractor that's actively in the system. So
okay,
you'll still have all those credibility factors for somebody to look you up, see your reviews, write your reviews, even if you leave it, right? So we're building things here that are going to stick with your company long term.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we kind of jumped the gun, but...
On Angie's?
Yeah.
Well, this is what, remember, I had to talk to her about it because I did Angie's list kind of all on my own and didn't really discuss it, so.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, though, too.
It's not
it's
still a lead, it's just not.
Exactly. I'll tell you that, too. It's like, first you have to qualify for Google Guarantee, and we reach out to you guys, you know, and they determine on their own factors. So you guys actually, like, doing things like building your site, doing HomeAdvisor by Angie's puts your name out there and on the radar for these opportunities. So you shouldn't look at it as like, oh, it's a bad thing. And maybe it's not a long-term marketing solution for you. I can agree with that. But, you know, if you didn't do anything at all and were just sitting there waiting to magically get a call to be on Google Guaranteed, it was never going to happen. So it's, hindsight's 20/20, you know?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
So what do I need to do, John, to sign up for the first, to get started?
$150.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's $199 with the $250 application fee. You'd be looking at $449 today. One thing I didn't mention, I know I sent you the pricing page earlier. The ideal package has Facebook ads in it. And did you say you already had a Facebook page?
I do not have a Facebook business page now.
Okay, why did I think I saw one when I looked you up earlier?
I think it's under, like, on my page.
Oh, no, this one's Van Meter and Van Meter LLC. Never mind, that's not you guys. There's some company out of Utica, New York. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I have a TikTok and I have an Instagram. I haven't made a Facebook yet.
Okay, so what I did when I was putting together your package, I know I showed you that ideal package and I told you I was cutting things out just to make sure we weren't charging you for anything that you wouldn't be utilizing. I pulled Facebook out of there on the $449 pricing structure. Okay. If you want to have Facebook with Facebook advertising, and these guys run those ads for you too, like we have a professional team, it's all Meta certified, running those Facebook ads for you and building and hosting that for you. It's only going to be a $50 difference on that monthly bill. And then, like I said, if you do shut down that monthly bill, that's something that you're going to keep. But, again...
That's the local SEU monthly bill or the 13 lead monthly bill?
The local SEO. It would be a part of that package. So that bill would go from $199 to $249.
A month. But it's like, once again, it's my getting my name out there. That's what we were just talking about.
Right, and you'll be able to tangibly see your results from that. Like, your tracking system's going to collect data from Facebook, so you'll know how much of a difference that's bringing in. If that even brings in, like, two or three clients for that $50 over the course of a month, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, even if it's not a sale that I get, just someone seeing my name is really better than nothing. So
yeah, you want to have as many irons in the fire as possible. So it would change the initial investment, and I didn't want to leave that out and just set it up without going over that again. I wanted to double check that. So, you know, you could go $499 starting out with the Facebook, or you could go $449 without Facebook.
Let me grab her. My daughter's talking to her.
Yep.
Hey, they will set a Facebook page up as well, but it's $50 more a month and then $50 more up front. That's it.
Not only are we setting up the Facebook page, Eugene, we're running ads.
And we're running ads on Facebook.
Yeah, it's Facebook ads. So people who look up your services, you're not only marketed to them at the moment they search, but you'll pop up to them. You get remarketed to them as pop-ups on their Facebook if they look for your service in the past 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Anytime we're on the phone. In 10 minutes, you'll be in the other room and not even talking to us.
My son's 4, so I don't know. I know what you're dealing with there.
My daughter is 4. I have a 4-year-old and my 2, so you know exactly what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. I come in.
So we'll talk to the whole night. So we'd rather be on our tablet doing activities. But
yeah, then you tell them it's adult time now, and then they're all listening. And
yep, all up.
Yeah.
So for $4.99 today, if you use the Facebook. So here's my thing. Uh-huh. Will I have like a team member that I send videos and photos to set this up? Or
yeah, I'll actually send you the email right now. So I'm going to be your account lead, right? But I'm not the only guy that's going to be talking to you. Like there'll be a different technician during the client interview tomorrow. And then there's also going to be an account manager too, like another agent that's going to help me oversee and make sure everything's working for you. Okay. And then I also have a bunch of minions.
I used to be that way too, so I know exactly what
like, okay, make sure these websites are coming out hot.
Yeah, I had this second pitch, and I was like, yeah, I got to do something for myself because working for someone every single day is crazy.
Yeah, I deal with that all the time. Our CEO, he's like the smartest guy, but he's very difficult to talk to sometimes.
Yep.
Like in one ear, out the other. Okay, got it. Give me my marching order.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, it's exposure for if we do this for a year, it's worth it. And then, like you said, I can pause the leads at any time or cancel the leads at any time.
Our services are month to month. So trust me. I mean, the only way I get paid is by making sure it works for my clients. So you're not signing up for a year. We're just month to month with each other, and then me and my team will make sure everything's going according to plan.
Google and Facebook. If I add the, if I sit down and try to do Google local SEOs on myself, I'm going to be 4 hours into a rabbit hole, and then it's still not going to be as good as the team.
Yeah, it's better to have us do it too, because what happens sometimes is like accounts get suspended, and then we got to go in there and figure it out. It's almost like we got to rebuild it from scratch. Sometimes they built like get Google business profiles, and we end up having to delete that and build a whole new one from scratch just to kind of undo some of the errors. So it's always good to have it professionally built, because we know exactly what Google's looking for, and they'll tell us at the time we're creating it.
I mean, I say it too.
So my only question to you, John, and it's because I just found out from like 2 days ago when I was looking on Angie's List, there's no like percentage of a cancellation of the year of falling out, right? It's just month to month, like you were saying?
Yeah, it's all month to month. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. You'll notice in the service agreement I'll send you right when you sign up, it comes through automatically. It'll say like, oh, $99 cancellation. But that's like if we buy your domain. Like some guys, I find them, they don't have a website yet, and we do offer to build that for you. Like I was telling you earlier, we'll build it for free.
Yeah.
But if they want to cancel and keep it, then we charge them the $99. For you, that won't apply. So you'll see things in there that won't apply, and then it tells you right at the bottom, like, hey, this is what you were charged today. This is what your reoccurring charges are. There's no cancellation fees. The bill's going to go through on this day each month. So everything's fully disclosed. And then it's all in writing in your tracking system, too, for you guys to always reference there on your phone in the app.
If we think that he needs help on his website, will they help on that?
Oh, yeah. I told him that. I would do that for free. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No problem. Right. I just didn't want to, like, bash the website because I could tell
when
you built it. Yeah.
No, you're fine. I that part of it.
Yeah, but we got you. Like, I have a whole graphic design team in here with 13 guys. So it's like business owners all day long will tell us, hey, change this on the site, or I want to do this with the site.
So pretty much I can just send you guys the videos and photos, and we just kind of go through there. And then I'm not sitting on the computer every night trying to do this and run a business and do work at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you go to your text messages, there's an email address I sent you. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And we ask you to send it through there because we're going to be hosting all other online listings, too. We'll be able to use that content for Facebook, for your website, for your Google business profile. So if you send it there, we get the orders, we'll have your email on file, your number on file, so we'll know who it came from, and we could just go into the sites accordingly and list it all.
We got to do it, right? I mean, there's no, I'm not going to go door knock 100,000 people when I can do this. Yeah.
And there's already, like, instead of door knocking, there's already people out there looking for what you do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not going to get random space if there's other options to spend $200 instead of spending a day in the field just knocking doors. So, yeah, I think it's a great idea, John. I think it's, I'm glad you reached out because no one else has reached out and explained anything to me. So I definitely think it's worth a shot to try it. I mean, I don't see what I have to lose.
Yeah, you're going to love it. That's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, the more you put it off, the worse it kind of gets because there's competition out there, and they just kind of will continue to bury us. So we got to get the name in the game.
Right. So, like, my wife and I were talking. Like, she brought me lunch today, and down the street there was a guy pressure washing, and he's, like, lugging a pressure washer out of his truck. I just need to get in front of people because the equipment and my truck and, like, the cleanliness of everything just speaks for itself.
Right.
When they have people showing up and they're giving quotes and like, oh yeah, I have it right here in the bed of my truck. I'm like,
yeah, you're going to have so many credibility factors working in your favor outside of just that. I mean, obviously take pictures of all that stuff. We'll promote that, have that on the site too. We definitely want to use those things to separate.
Yeah.
You,
just like the Google verification.
Check
my name on Google is huge. It's just like,
yeah, nobody's going to care if you only have 6 reviews and there's a guy down there with 100, but this one's Google guaranteed and Google verified. I'm going with that guy every time because not only do I know he has insurance and he's licensed, or, well, license isn't actually required for what you do, but you get what I mean. And then Google's also providing the insurance too to me to go to that guy. So it's like, I know that's where I'm safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you just need a card number or do you send something
else? Not yet. Not yet. I will ask for the card number, but let me create the profile first. So what's your last name? The same as the business name, right?
Yep. The last name is that.
Okay. And then the business email address where I could send receipt and everything and write?
It's just vanmeterservicellc@gmail.com.
Okay. Service LLC. Is it services or service?
I think it's services. There's an F. There's an F.
Don't think. Be sure.
No, there is. He's like, you know there's an F. Okay, so stop checking things.
I see why you wanted to wait until we had her with us.
She sometimes makes sure I do things the correct way.
Hey, teamwork makes the dream work, man. Yes, I say be careful who you marry. Yeah, that's your partner in crime.
It's not a joke.
Yeah. So Google, as part of your verification, I know you said you guys did the video. We're going to have to pull that. But just to confirm, the address they have here is 104 Albatross Way?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, gotcha. And then we're going to keep this domain. If you want any changes with the website, just let us know. They may ask you for access to that website to make those changes. We don't have a magic wand to just get in there and do that. So be prepared for that. But
I think on Wix I can send you permission to be in there, I believe.
Yeah. They'll send you a code, too, for your Google business profile to add us as manager, and we could sit down and walk you through it. Super easy.
Perfect.
Yeah. But the only times we're really going to be bugging you is, like, in the beginning when we're getting it all fired up. We really need you guys to be on top of it. Once we got it going, it's just kind of checking in time to time.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. And then let me see here. Oh, how did you want the hours of operation?
So the only days I don't work are the days I have my kids, and it's Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
So those are the only days. I don't want to work Sundays, but if I have to work Sundays, I'll work them. So my wife's home with the kids, so
Okay. What about, like, even just to receive a lead, like a call for a lead?
I mean, I can do that because, like I said, I think I'm going to be hiring someone soon.
Okay.
So if I have to
You can always schedule it out, too. You know, it's good to check. Like, we could tell them, hey, you know, it's not within his working hours, but if we notice during the call they're looking for somebody, like, Wednesday, then it probably will work. We'll just connect you.
And always then, like, I can put the kids in the truck and go talk to someone for 20, 30 minutes.
I didn't hear that.
No, not in the truck.
Oh, man. You better not.
Usually the kids make the sale anyways because they need to be like,
I've been in trouble doing that a couple times though. I put my son in the back and I put the AC on full blast. I'm like, I'm just going inside the gas station real quick. I'll make you a cookie.
So I think
and my wife hates it.
Like in California. I said I can only imagine what it's like in California when you just
it's bad. They don't play around. You get the death stare and guys about to break your window, want to fight you. It's like, it's my kid.
Yeah,
it's crazy. All right. So for hours though, so I know you're saying Monday and Tuesday you got the kids, totally get that, but you are open to phone calls. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put by appointment only as of right now on the listing. And so that way everything's just going to be based on like play it by ear. Call them, see if it works. You know what I mean? That way we're not missing anything. Because if we put closed Monday, Tuesday, we could be missing a really good opportunity that's going to be lined up for Friday.
Yeah, I miss good stuff. Totally makes sense.
All right. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay.
I have QuickBooks, so yes.
Okay. And then this is what I do to make sure that I never charge somebody out of line, I guess you could say. So I want to just make sure that you have everything. I know I kind of touched on this earlier, but right, no felonies in the last 7 years.
No.
Okay, we will find out. Okay. You will be wasting $250 of the. Okay, so no felonies in the last 7 years. You have a driver's license?
I do.
Okay, and do you have a social security or an EIN number?
I have both.
Okay. There's no license requirement for your services in Daytona Beach, Florida and surrounding areas. However, for insurance, they want at least $250,000 in general liability.
So I have $600,000 general liability, and by the end of this week, I will probably be a million.
All right. Beautiful. No, you're perfect. They're going to ask you for those documents. So as long as it's over $250,000, you are golden. We'll be able to Google guarantee you.
Only thing I know, actually, John, right now is the policy. I was filling this out yesterday for the vendor thing I had to fill out for one of the companies that was asking for. I don't have a policy number. Under my stuff, it just says pending. So I need the actual policy number.
It says pending?
Yes.
Okay. Did you paid for it already?
Yeah, I've already paid everything. So that's why I was just thinking.
That's so odd. They didn't email it to you or anything. I remember one guy sent in a policy, and like his insurance agent didn't sign the bottom of it. And it was like holding us up. So he had to go back in there the next day, like have his agent that wrote the policy actually sign it instead of like fax it over.
Yeah, she's not the lady I have is not really
on top of it. Yeah,
no.
It's okay. I mean, they give you a good deal. They give you a good deal, you know.
Yeah. The worst part is it's like right down the street from my house.
I'm not like, a really real believer in insurance, you know. I've been paying for car insurance my whole life. I've never been in an accident, so it's just in case I get pulled over and somebody asks and
yeah,
I haven't been pulled
yeah,
over.
Absolutely.
Either,
that's,
so,
I was just thinking because yeah. I was wondering if that could possibly hold us up and I don't want to like screw myself.
No, so I mean, honestly, it usually takes like 2 to 3 weeks to get through the background check anyway, so we should
be fine.
Yeah, we have time. It's not like I need you to do everything right now, but we do want it as soon as possible. And I'm going to send you the application
now.
Okay, I'm going to send you the application now, though, too, so you guys know exactly everything that's on it. So give me 1 second here. They're going to actually send this to you again, but I'm going to manually send it, so that way you have it already. And then they'll probably send you another one. You only have to fill it out once, though.
Okay.
Application form. All right, here it is. Boom. Super easy. It's just a link. It takes like 10 minutes. It's really easy to fill out. Okay, done. All right, and then before I do any kind of payment, I want to schedule a client interview with you. The client interview is where we're going to go into detail on what you will accept, what you won't accept, right? What areas you'll go to, what areas you won't go to. So we just want to make sure that by the time we connect you with somebody, it's almost surefire. I don't want to waste your time.
So
I don't want to waste their time either, you know, because they're calling and they're hanging on the line. So we want to make sure we're matching you guys up. So usually this call, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time tomorrow?
Can you do 6 tomorrow, like 6 my time tomorrow?
Yeah, same time?
Yeah, that would probably be best because then we can kind of get the kids somewhat situated and think out to the back, the patio or something.
Fire up those tablets.
Yeah. I didn't hear you say that.
Don't do that at a restaurant.
I do it. My boy tries to jump all over me as soon as I get home. I'm like, not now.
That's
my social skills are gone right now. Yeah. I gotcha. All right. So I'm going to schedule this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to this appointment to your email address that you gave me. And then I'll text you also 1 hour before. I'm going to set up like a heads up reminder. If something pops up with the kids, just let me know. I could reschedule it. But we do want to get this done and get you rolling as soon as possible.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Save here. Send. All right. Boom. So that's scheduled for tomorrow. And then the magic question. So to Facebook or to not Facebook is the question.
Honestly, John, I think I just Facebook it. We do
yep.
it and
yeah.
I just do it. And if I don't see the reasons to keep it,
I just don't see
why.
On Facebook, you're always clicking on it.
Yeah, I feel like Facebook's always clicking on it. Like,
yep.
I think 100%. I just do TikTok because it's fun for me. I don't know.
I said earlier, though, I'm always pro more irons in the fire. Like, the more job opportunities we could generate, the more exposure we could bring to the business with as new as it is, the better. You know, let's get eyes on this thing, qualified eyes on this thing at that. So, all right. So let me go in here and adjust this. So today, the initial investment is going to be $499. Reoccurring each month, it's going to be $249. Okay. It's all month to month. Once you've passed the background check and you're ready to start receiving leads, they're going to ask you for $244 for a guarantee of 13 leads through Google Guarantee. You'll be right at the top in the Google Guarantee section. You'll also be a top recommended option locally. You'll have the Facebook with the Facebook ads, and then any help you need with the website as well as any other feature that's in that ideal package, you will have access to. I'm going to send this all to you in writing as well so you guys don't forget. And then
Perfect.
Did you download the app already or?
I did download the app.
All right, perfect. So when I process this, it's going to automatically generate a username and password. It'll be like your phone number and some fancy words. And then once you log into there, you could always change it to.
Yeah, because it just says get started right now. So.
Yeah, I'll get you that right now. So in terms of securing the payment of the $499, how did you want to do that?
Can I use a Visa card?
Yeah, that'll work. Is it under your name and the business name?
Yes, it's under Eugene and the business name, correct.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and boom. Save. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that you Google verified or did the video verification at? Okay.
Yep, right.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it is 4854.
4854.
2752.
2752.
0320.
0320.
And then 3127.
3127. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
March of 29.
March of 29, and then three-digit code on the back.
888.
888, okay. And I was going to ask, do you want me to add your other half as like a co-owner or partner to this to make any kind of changes?
Do you want to be? No. No.
I hear you. Maybe he's out there running around like a chicken with his feet cut off. He's like, hey, babe, call the Google guy. Tell him.
Yeah.
It won't hurt. And that way, if you ever call, we know who it is, you know? We know what account it is.
Yeah. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's not like we're giving the information or the number to anybody else. It's just for our own record. What's her first name?
Go ahead.
Got it. Crispy. It's
C-H-R-I-S-P-I-E. It's my mom's name. And your last name, same? You guys are married?
Yeah.
Van Meter. Okay. And your phone number, Christy?
973 area code.
Okay.
945-4920.
Okay. And he has my direct number and extension. It's also going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us. So if you ever want help with anything or if he's asking you for help, you always reference that number. We have a whole team here and myself. They'll be able to help you guys.
Sounds good.
All right. And then there is a security question here. Eugene, this is in case, you know, you're getting spam calls one day and you want to verify you're talking to the right people. Or vice versa. Somebody calls in and you just don't sound like yourself that day. We're going to pull out the security question and just be like, hey, really, Eugene? Okay. So you got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
You can do first pet's name.
Okay. What's the first pet's name?
Rowdy.
Rowdy.
R-O-W-D-Y.
Sounds like a really small dog. No.
it's actually a golden retriever.
Oh, okay.
Really big dog.
I like that. I like big dogs.
No little dogs. You don't like them.
Yeah, I'm known for that.
My cat's the most little dogs.
Yeah. I'm known for that around the office. They'll, like, bring their dog in, and I'm like, get that corgi out of here. Thanks, not going to do anything.
Thanks, well, office people, because I can never own one like that. So, like...
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They would all be homeless if it was... if everyone was like me. They'd be like a rodent in the street. Get out of here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I got everything squared away. I'm going to process your payment. When this goes through, you're going to start getting hit with text messages, okay? Let me know when this goes through. They're also going to send them to your email, too, Eugene.
Okay.
Okay, just give me 1 second. It's just circling. It's spinning right now.
So tomorrow I have to figure this insurance thing out for sure and why it's staying pending.
Yeah, for sure, because I know you said she's special.
It'll be an easy fix. Sometimes it takes them a little bit just to.
Well, so I logged in yesterday to the insurance thing, to whatever FTS, and then it was like saying I had a payment pending. So I'm wondering if that's what it was. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you already paid them.
Like, who is it through? And she didn't even tell me.
It's Nautilus something. Nautilus Insurance.
Nautilus. Let me see.
It's. Where did it go?
Oh, I found it. Nautilus.
Yes. Okay. It's not even...
Where's that paperwork? It's right here.
Oh.
You should have sent you a policy number. Are you sure maybe there wasn't, like, a late email, like, that they randomly sent you?
Here's the great thing is I didn't get anything from them.
By email.
What I got was... IPFS Gracious sent me something, and that was like saying that I owed money on the 22nd. And that was it. And it's just, it says, so right now it says schedule of policies. It says policy prefix and number pending, effective date 5/22/25. And then it just says Nautilus Insurance Company.
Well, so on this, that application I sent you, there's a section that'll say insurance, and then it says upload file, and if you just flip the camera around on your mobile device there, you can snap a picture of that, and it'll, and then I'm pretty sure that'll be sufficient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, it has, like, the account number and all that stuff to it, it just doesn't show, like, the policy number.
Which if you actually have that paper, though, and it's showing, like, okay, active 5/22, and it's still active past, like, 2 months from today, like, September 9th, then you're fine. That's exactly what they're looking for. They'll be able to use that.
That's 5/22, so perfect.
Yeah. And they let us know right away, too. Like, if you submit the application and there's an issue, they'll let you know, like, in real time. Like, hey, we need this.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. They'll send me a message, too. Like, please follow up with the client. I'm like, okay. All right, so you should be receiving.
So I just got the smells and everything too. So yeah.
Okay, there we go. It took a while. So there is a text in there. It's really important that you sign off on this. It'll say, Eugene, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
And so click that.
Yep, and this is also going to be in your tracking system too once you log into it. But there's a full outline of everything in black and white. If you're on a mobile device, you're going to have to flip the phone to the side to be able to sign it. But go through that, and then when you're ready, sign off on that, okay? That could be your homework for this evening, is basically just get this signed off on and then fill out your application. And then the next steps would be to be prepared for our client interview tomorrow at 6.
Perfect.
Okay? It's easy as that. So we're basically done there. I don't want to overwhelm you with anything, but do expect them to ask you for information tomorrow, just pertaining to getting everything set up and, you know, making sure that we're steering this ship in the right direction.
Perfect. I appreciate you, John. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, you got my number.
So weird. I was literally, like, thinking, like, trying to figure out the Google stuff was, like, my next thing to do and then get the insurance all up to... I know it's been my next thing to do because it's a lot to do. It's not just like 6 months.
be on there. It's not like that.
I'll tell you this though, none of those guys are doing it on their own. They got a team of us back here, you know, that are Google certified that are hosting it for them. And people are always saying, "Oh, I did this on my own. I did this on my own." And I'm going, "Yeah, okay." And then you're wondering why you're not seeing success with it and why it's not working. Like, so I was telling you earlier, it's one thing to get it up and running and have a website and everything. It's another thing to have that website show up when people are actually looking for window cleaning.
Yeah, that's what my wife and I were talking about. So, but
yeah,
that's
what makes the money.
Yeah. People clicking and actually what makes money for sure.
Yeah, and then the Google Guarantee is designed to guarantee you results, so that way you're not wasting money trying to figure things out yourself. It's not good to throw money at the wall and see what sticks. It's better to just have a game plan.
John, do you have anything that shows how many leads in my area have been generated?
Yeah. Absolutely. And the tracking system. So there's a section of your tracking system that's hooked up to analytics. So they'll give you a full breakdown of the leads and how many are being generated. What they don't do in there is they won't tell you who the leads were dispersed to and how much they paid for each individual lead. Yeah. So it's just kind of a number of hey, this many leads are generated. But Google has kind of a cap on it where it's they don't want us bringing on more contractors than we could accommodate. Right now, you're in the peak time of the year. So they're okay, we need another one. And that's how you ended up getting on our list to contact. And it just so happened that you were in your infancy, which is better. You know, it's better to get a guy that's just getting started than to get a guy that's got a one star and we got to try to recover. And, you know, you find out later he was a felon and, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's an ideal. Yeah, it's beneficial for both of us. That's why I was talking to you earlier. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give you a fair crack at it and call you back because I go through 20 calls sometimes per area. And even though the guys might want it, I got to be able to communicate with that person though too. And it's somebody that I'm also tying myself to moving forward too. So I was like, you know what?
You only make money if I make money. Sort of,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and we got to be able to communicate. You know what I mean? And I kind of like the way you do things. I feel like I won't have any issues communicating with you. I don't know if we're in the same age group or it's because we're dads or whatever.
We're probably just both in our 30s trying to.
Yeah, I told Tara, I was like, you know what? Let's hold off though. I want to call him back and talk to him and his wife, and I feel like that would be a good fit for both of us.
Well, I just feel like with the Angela thing, I just did it. And I didn't really talk to her about it. Not that she wants to be a part of it or totally. I just wanted her opinion on it too. And I think that's where I kind of messed up on.
That's how you have a good marriage, man. You don't just do things without talking to your other half.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, I always joke to my wife. I was like, you know what? I respect you so much, honey. Cause if anybody was going to kill me.
I mean, yeah.
She makes my food. I sleep next to her. I'm at my most vulnerable positions with my wife. So
I'm watching every single thing.
Fight my wife. you guys are good. So I'm looking forward to working with you. Sorry if I get off track and I kind of joke around here and there. You could always reel me back in. But looking forward to working with you, getting everything going. Enjoy the rest of your evening with those kiddos, and then look out for my phone call tomorrow at 6 o'clock, okay?
Yep, absolutely, John. You as well. Have fun with your son.
Yeah, I'm going to see. I still got an hour and 10 minutes, but, yeah, I'll be rolling around.
Well, hopefully this turns out to be great, and it's a good time. It's a good hour and a half. You got to wait for it.
Yeah, you're going to love this. I'm telling you, this is the cream of the crop. It's Google's newest product, and we only give it to a handful of guys, so. I'm looking forward to
having I was talking to her, and I'm like, yeah, it's great to be Angie's List, but it's Google.
Yeah. It's just your own stuff. It's your own stuff. We're not putting you on our site and then selling you leads that we're paying Google for. You know, you have your own Google listing, your own Google business profile. So these are long-term tools that you're going to want and need, even if you leave me later.
Don't plan on it, but.
Yeah, I've had guys start making a lot of money, get booked out 6 months, and all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, I don't want to pay for this every month because I'm booked for the next 6 months." And I'm like,
"Yeah, and then a year later, he's calling you."
Yeah, I'm like, "Thanks, dude."
Yeah, you only get for second money. No, I plan on growing way more. I don't want to be the one doing the work. I enjoy doing the work, but I don't want to be the one doing the work anymore. That's why I did this.
So. That's the way to do it. But hiring people is really important too. So when you get to that point, part of the background check too is like, if you have a new guy, you could always let us know, like, hey, I have this new guy with my company that's doing client facing, and we could background check him too. That's not going to be extra charge to you. Google wants to make sure that the people that we're sending out and that are doing face-to-face and are going to be getting that Google guarantee, we look into them, and that's part of our promise to the consumer.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. I just had to tell them, hey, just so you know, I'm part of this. You got to get verified. If you can't, you can't go hire.
Yeah, no felonies in the last 7 years. You don't want them around your kids either, so it is what it is.
No, yeah, don't need them anymore.
All right, Eugene. Well, have a good night, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow. I checked, okay? All right.
Yep, have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.